All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I want to talk about... I have my dog sitting next to me, and I don't know if she's going to cut up or what, but she just slapped me with her paw. Because she wants attention. So we're going to see what kind of energy this episode is going to give. But I want to talk about today, just as I'm in this new chapter, in this new space, and this new energy that I'm trying to be on, I have had to release a lot of shame recently. And I'm doing this intentionally because I want to make sure that I am doing what I have the capacity to do to get what I need. And so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about, something that isn't always easy. And that is asking for grace when we need it, or saying that we need some grace, or even just... Let's couple that with, it's okay to change your mind. How about that? It's okay to change your mind, as well as sometimes we gotta ask for grace. We gotta ask for grace. That for me can be very hard because I'm not used to asking for things on a regular basis. I would rather, I'm the person that, and I've talked about this before, but it's easier for me to give than it is for me to receive. It is something that I have been working on for a few years now, and it has definitely gotten easier, but it's easier. Like, my default setting, for whatever reason, is set to, it's okay for me to give and give of myself, sometimes to the point of depletion, or, you know, that's something that I struggle with financially. Like, I would just give money away and really didn't have, you know, two nickels to rub together. And there is some money work that I need to do. And there might be some money work that you need to do too, if you struggle with doing what's best for you, speaking up for yourself, saying, hey, I need some grace, you know, or changing your mind about certain situations that will not work to your benefit. And that's not to say that everything needs to work to your benefit. But what I'm saying is, if you're always going without, if you're always putting your needs last, or your needs don't matter, it's okay to change your mind as needed. Huge lessons that I've had to learn, and I'm still learning, y'all. I'm still going through. I'm still healing from old wounds and generational trauma and things like that. I know a lot of you that listen to this, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, it's likely the same for you. It's likely the same for you. And that's what I love about this community that we are building and growing, is because a lot of us, we are cycle breakers. We're cycle breakers. We've seen the reality of how things in our community, or things in our immediate families, they cannot continue to be as they are, because number one, obviously it's not healthy, but number two, it's going to hold you back from you blooming and you thriving and you living the life that you deserve to live. So yeah, there's a whole lot going on, but the shame of saying, hey, I need some grace, or hey, I can no longer do XYZ, or I no longer have XYZ to give or to extend or to offer or to provide, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of shame in that for me. And a lot of times I would just do stuff that I already said I was going to do, and I would just do it so begrudgingly. But I just didn't have the capacity or the courage. Sometimes you need some courage, right? I didn't have the courage for good reason, to disappoint people, to have people mad at me, for me to, for example, not look foolish or whatever. Like I didn't have the courage to do that for many, many years. And that's just, you know, that's just how that's the way that I was raised. Like, that's just how my brain processed that. That's just how my brain processed that. So, you know, there is no shame in asking for what you need. There is no shame for saying, hey, I need some grace. It's okay to be honest about where you are right now in your life, where you are right now in your journey, your physical journey, your financial journey, your spiritual journey, your work journey, your home journey, your relationship journey, like whatever it is for you. It's okay to be honest about where you are. I know I'm speaking for myself, but I feel like it's a lot of Black women, at least the ones that listen to this podcast. In my mind, I had it that I just had to be stoic. I had to be stoic. I mean, I would show emotions and stuff like that. I would cry and, you know, all that stuff. But ultimately, at its core, even though I would like share emotions or cry or talk about different challenges or things like that, there was still a part of me that said, and even though, you know, this doesn't feel right for you or it's not okay for you, you've still got to be stoic. You've still got to just push on through. You've still got to figure out if there was a problem, you just got to figure it out. Like, you don't need grace. You cannot say, hey, I'm struggling. You cannot say, hey, I can't do this anymore. You just need to figure it out. You need to figure it out. I will shut down anything else. Like, I just got to figure it out. But I'm learning to be honest about where I am. And then, you know, also letting go of the embarrassment, like, you know, and I'll explain what I mean by this, but allowing yourself to release the embarrassment. If you do need to change your mind, I used to be mortified to tell someone, oh, I can't do this anymore. Or, oh, okay, let me just tell you what I'm talking about. So, speaking of embarrassing, but I changed my mind. Callie's over here doing something, child. Okay. Excuse me. Speaking of just feeling embarrassed or whatever, right? I can't make this up. I don't know if this is picking up on camera or on audio. But so as you know, I moved to Arkansas. And I've been here for, let's say, a month. It may be a little more, a little less. But let's just say a month, give or take. And for those of you that are going to be watching this on YouTube, you can see like there's this couch, this futon behind me. You see covers and stuff. If I pan the camera, you would see like there's not a lot of stuff in here. I have a TV. We've got dishes. And, you know, I have the necessities or the bare minimum necessities. And I'm okay with that for now. But what I've been doing is since, you know, I not only want to live sustainably, but also I don't want to spend a lot of money right now because, number one, I ain't got it like that right now, okay? But number two, it doesn't make sense because I'm going to be living in an RV, and so I won't be able to take all the things with me. So I downsized from California, obviously, gave away pretty much everything, and I think that needs to be another episode, by the way, because I literally did not I just literally gave everything away. Who does that? So that helps me to see that I still have money blocks. But anyway, I'm buying stuff from Facebook Marketplace. And I'm also doing a mix of furniture that I'm buying, like brand new from maybe Wayfair or something like that, because I'm really trying to pay attention to my budget and also be responsible. Be responsible. There's no need to buy everything new. And so, you know, I thought I had enough money to buy a few things. Like right now, currently, I need a coffee table, or I want a coffee table. I don't have a coffee table right now. I need a desk. I don't have a desk right now. That's why I'm sitting here with my microphone, my laptop, and this camera on a freaking box for an inflatable mattress. And I'm recording this episode. And so, you know, I have been going through Facebook Marketplace and looking at things, and I've bought a few things, like I said, like the futon frame, I got that from Marketplace. I got my air purifier from Marketplace. I got my stools that are at my counter from Marketplace, okay? I thought I was going to be able to get my desk, like, just in the last few days. And the desk was maybe, like, $65. It was simple, black, whatever. And I had asked the lady, you know, will you take $40? And she got back to me the next day, and she was like, yeah, or sure, whatever. And then I asked her, like, when can we meet up? And she didn't respond. And that's actually a good thing, because during that time that she didn't respond, I ended up going back through my finances and looking at everything that's going to be coming out of my account, baby. And there's quite a few things. And I had just paid rent, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I ain't got it. But here's the thing. Now I've told this woman that I'm going to take this item. I've agreed to it. She said she would take 40 instead of 65. We negotiated, blah, blah, blah. The old version of me, sit down, Callie, the old version of me would just be like, dang, I've already committed to it. And this is going to put me in a bad situation. But because I've said yes to her already, I don't want to inconvenience her. So now I've got to just figure it out. I just got to figure it out. And I would just have all this pressure on me. And on top of that, I would obviously struggle financially. $40 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but, and it's not a lot of money, but when you have bills that are going in and out, I'm still trying to get adjusted. I'm paying to have, like, just a lot going on right now. And so I have to wait to get the desk. I have to wait, and that's okay. But really, it was like, I don't want to inconvenience this woman. And so I had to put on my big girl panties, send her a message, and just say, hey, whatever her name was, Courtney or something, you know, as it turns out, I am no longer in a place to financially, I am not in a place to buy this desk. And I apologize because obviously, you know, I'd already agreed to it. And so I said, you know, my apologies, but at this time I'm no longer able to get this desk. I thought that I was, but financially, it just doesn't make sense right now. And maybe that was even too much, you know, because some of y'all are really good at just saying, like, this is what it is, boom, bam, bam, bing, and I'm not there yet. But, you know, I had to allow myself to give myself some grace and also release that tinge of embarrassment of having to renege or go back on the agreement that we made. Sometimes you just ain't got it to give, whatever that is. Maybe it's energy. You thought on Thursday when you was invited somewhere that you was going to have the energy to do whatever. And then when the day comes on Monday night, you're just like, I'm exhausted. I don't have the capacity, or I just don't want to, like, it's not aligning with me. The person that I was a few days ago, like, it's just not aligning with me right now, currently. And so I need to renege. And releasing that embarrassment. Some of us do things because we don't want to be ashamed, or, like, not ashamed, but we don't want to embarrass. Like, we don't want to feel that emotion of embarrassment, or we don't want to feel that emotion of letting someone down. We have been so conditioned to, like, do and provide and push through that letting someone down, like, we really take that to heart. Like, when I let someone down, like, I can stew in that for a very long time. I can. I hold on to that guilt for a long time. I'll come back to it, like, later on, or days later, or weeks later, like, oh, man. You know what I mean? So that's something that I'm healing from. I'm learning to navigate that because I don't want to operate in that anymore. And so I had to, like, it was a little embarrassing, but it is what it is. And so I sent that message and I moved on from it with my money intact. And eventually that embarrassment, it faded away. All right. Now, another thing, when I talked about giving ourselves grace, I'll describe another situation that I had. This was also recent and it's also financial. So I was paying for this program that I never used. I didn't use the best logic when I signed up for it. And so in December of this year, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this program, blah, blah, blah. It's, I think it was like, let's say $1,500. I don't recall the exact amount. And hindsight is 2020 because I should have never signed up for it in the first place. Okay. I should never signed up for it. I haven't even had the opportunity or the bandwidth to even do it. And so they are going to take, because I did it in installments, there's five installments, $250 each. So whatever that amounts to $1,500. And so I've paid three payments already, December, January, February. $750 just down the damn drain, okay? Or I think it's $1,250, whatever. That payment's coming up in like a week, all right? I ain't got it. I ain't got it. Like right now, I ain't got it. And so, you know, I had to send an email today and say, hey, person, whoever it is, I don't know, recall her name. This is my situation. All right, so let's talk about intimates for a second, because I have to tell you about this underwear because it's just that good. It's the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, and honestly, I feel like this is their best kept secret. The first time I tried the crossover bra and the boy short from the collection, I held those pieces up and I was like, these are not going to work for me. But I was so wrong. They're stretchy, but somehow magically still form-fitting. And then the fabric is so lightweight and so buttery soft. Like, this is the kind of comfort you need in your life, girl. No poking, no pinching, just pieces that move with you. So for me, for example, whether I'm lounging at home or throwing on a tee and jeans, like, these are my go-tos. Now, I got mine in cocoa, but there are so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. Trust me. Once you try them, you will not want to go back. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com and Skims stores. Now, after you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine shop ever. Available in sizes for women, men, and kids. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it, because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
At Fresh Time Market, we have a healthy obsession with produce. Not only are we committed to offering the freshest selection of organic, seasonal favorites, and Midwest-grown fruits and veggies, but our team members have tips, tricks, and other info up their sleeves. Like, did you know cherries have melatonin? Or that you shouldn't wash blueberries until right before you eat them? Or that when cranberries are ripe, they bounce like a ball? Crazy, we know. For all your fresh produce and unrivaled expertise, stop by your neighborhood Fresh Time today.
Are you able to give me some, extend some grace based on my circumstances? And I just gave her a very brief little whatever, but I literally am asking this other human, like human to human, are you able to extend me some grace? I haven't used the program. I'd like to just get out of the program. We're going to see what she says, okay? I don't know yet, but the fact of the matter is I was able to see the situation for what it was, release the guilt, release the shame, let my self-preservation kick in. I feel like that's a big problem for some of us, including me. We, like, our self-preservation was, like, disactivated it was disactivated. Like when you were younger, or speaking for myself, when I was younger, I feel like just having gone through so many things that after a while of either being shunned or turned away or yelled at or cussed out or, you know, what, just things of that nature, it's like your self-preservation kind of just withers up. It just withers up. And then, and I think that's another reason why we feel, or I feel like it's wrong to disappoint someone, to say no, to change my mind, to ask for grace, to say, hey, I'm not perfect. This is what's going on. Can you help me? Right? That self-preservation for some of us needs to really come forward. It has faded to the back. Now it's time to allow it to come forward. I don't know who that message was for, but I wanted to make sure I said that. Like your self-preservation, it is okay for you to utilize your self-preservation skills. It is okay for you to allow yourself to put yourself first. It's okay to think about yourself, okay? This dog is over here snoring, child. So yeah, so that's where we are on this. And so, like I said, just having to send that message, obviously it was embarrassing, but you know, it is what it is. Like, this is like Brie version 2.0 whatever, and I don't know, this is just what I need to do. So let's see here. I'm going through my notes here really quickly. I want to make sure that I hit like everything that I wanted to hit. So let's talk about grace and why we struggle for grace. And I know this is not like a one size fits all kind of thing, but as someone who has struggled to give herself grace, and as someone who has struggled to give other people grace at certain times as well, like, you know, grace is just one of those things that we're either conditioned to believe we're not worthy of, or we're conditioned to believe that people are not worthy of. It could be like a pride thing, a fear of judgment, etc. But it's like, if you're entering a new season of your life, like I have recently, or I mean, regardless, but especially for those of us that have entered new seasons of life, like we are going to need all the grace. We're going to have to extend that grace to ourselves consistently, unapologetically. Like, you need all the grace, right? But it's a struggle. It can be a struggle. So that's something that I'm definitely working on. And I want to encourage you to baby step your way to that grace that you deserve. All right. I would also say that this whole thing is important because this is self-care. This is self-care. And actually, it's not only self-care, it's also a sign of like you're aligning yourself with, or you're honoring who you are. You're honoring your value. It's like a form of self-respect. Like a form of self-respect. When you align yourself with grace, especially extending grace to yourself, when you align yourself with letting go of that guilt, letting go of the shame or the embarrassment of saying that you're not perfect, that you need help, or that you can no longer do something, or you have boundaries, or et cetera, even though maybe in the past you were conditioned to believe that those things were wrong, that is actually a form of honoring your humanity. That is actually a form of self-respect. That is actually a form of self-love. That's what that is. So you prioritizing your needs is huge. And on top of that, not only just prioritizing your needs, but keeping in mind like what your capacity actually is. So sometimes, like I mentioned before, like I may not have realized what my capacity was, for example, going back to the desk. But I did actually, or did end up figuring out what my capacity was. And though I didn't do it initially, like could I have looked at my money coming in and out a little sooner? Absolutely. But I'm not perfect. And on top of that, I did actually do it. And that's how I realized, like, this is my capacity right now. And like, this is the baseline. This is my capacity right now. And I don't have the capacity financially to go above this baseline. So, you know, I know it can be hard to be honest about where you are. I know it can be hard to be honest about what things you need. I know it can be hard to be honest about, you know, just how it feels to, you know, feel some kind of way about having to disappoint someone. But we have to honor ourselves and figure out what our capacity is and not be scared to say, this is where I am. This is where I am. This is what I can do. This is where I am. This is what I have. This is what I don't have. And then asking people in your life or the situations that you're in, like, meet me where I am. It's okay to do that. It's okay to, like, ask someone to meet you where you are. It's okay. And then the last thing I would say is just, again, just going back to that shame, that guilt, because, man, it's just a doozy. But everybody needs grace. Everybody needs grace. It's not just a you thing. There is nothing wrong with you if you need grace. There is nothing bad. There's nothing wrong. You're not a bad person. You're not stupid. You're not, I don't know what stories we get in our heads where we feel like we're just not worthy of grace. Where we feel like grace is okay for everyone else, but not for us. Where we feel like grace is something that is just, we can't even reach it. We can't even access grace. We can access grace. And for my believers, you know, we all know that the biggest giver of grace, who that is, you know, and if God can give me grace for the things that I have done, I can definitely give myself grace. Sit down, mama. Someone's not listening. So I just want to give you some encouragement that if you need grace, ask for it. If you need grace, ask for it. If you need a break, take a break. If you need help with something, get help with something. If you need to protect your peace, protect your peace. If you need to change your mind, change your mind. If the answer was yes before on Wednesday, but now it's Thursday and you're like, it's a no, that's okay. I want you to think about, as you're working through, like, releasing and releasing embarrassment and shame, getting what you need, self-preservation, disappointing people, you know, all those things. Think about all the things that you're doing or all the ways that doing these things can help you protect your peace, which, again, or to me, is a way to honor your humanity. We have to protect our peace. We can no longer play the superhero. Like, that's just not what it is. And also, as always, we need to release this notion that we have to push through, that we have to be perfect, that we have to do things to our detriment, that we have to do things at our own expense, that we have to give and give and give of ourselves to the point of exhaustion, that we cannot change our mind, like all those things. Let's release that idea that we have to be a certain way and that everything is black or white, and that's just it. Life is not black and white. As you can see, there are many colors. Don't look at the couch behind me because that's gray. Everything's gray behind me. Sit down, Callie. Everything's gray behind me. But I promise you, there's so many shades and variations of the way we can do this life that doesn't have to be black and white. And if you were raised with the idea that everything was yes or no, good or bad, up or down, black or white, I don't know if I said that already, but what about the in-between? Well, every situation that we're in is not a one-size-fits-all situation. Okay. And as you're learning to honor your humanity alongside with me, as you're learning to protect your peace alongside with me, as you're learning to align with your core values, y'all, look at this. This dog keeps going to the door and looking at me. This is hilarious. Y'all, as we're walking this journey together and we're learning to thrive, and if you're in a season of blooming, if you're in the season of blooming, you know, we have to understand that we don't have to try to make things work all the time. We don't have to push through all the time. We don't have to humble ourselves all the time. We don't have to figure out how to make something work all the time. Like, if you need the grace, ask for grace. If you need help with something, ask for help. If you can no longer do something, let them know. Do not allow yourself to get into a bad situation because you were scared to say, I ain't got it. Whatever that is, I don't have the capacity, I don't have the energy, I don't have the bandwidth, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the desire, like whatever that is for you, right? So I guess my question for you as I wrap this up, because I don't think Callie is going to allow me to continue talking much longer than this, but I just want to give you like a call to action, and that's just asking yourself and being completely honest, like, have you ever felt shame around asking for what you need? And in particular to this podcast episode, we're talking about grace. Have you ever felt guilt or shame around saying, hey, I need some grace, or even feeling like you need grace? Even thinking that you might need some grace might bring up some kind of like ideas within your mind. Like, no, you don't need that. No, you'll figure it out. No, you good. Push through. No, you don't. Ain't nobody gonna help you. Like, we got to get away from that thinking. Because yeah, there definitely are some jerks out there. There definitely are some unhealed people out there that are not working on themselves. I was one of them for a very long time where I was a jerk back in the day. But everybody's not like that. And there are people out there that want to help you. There are people out there that understand. There are people out there that realize that we are humans and that life be lifing. And, you know, we can no longer pretend that we can do all the things. We ain't got it like that, sis. A lot of us, we are out here in these streets breaking our backs, killing our spirits, killing ourselves because we're afraid or embarrassed or ashamed to set a boundary or say we ain't got it or, you know, ask for help or whatever. But we, like in 2025, we really are going to have to learn how to shift away from that and start asking for what we need, start asking for support. That is the work. This is a way to thrive. This is a way to honor our humanity. This is a part of just thriving, radically thriving. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up here, but I want to just leave you with a few things. Like, normalizing this need for grace is not a failure. It's not bad. It's not whatever negative connotation that might come up for you. It's just, again, humanity, it's self-awareness, it's reflection, that kind of thing. Let's move away from shaming ourselves and allow ourselves to just have compassion and grace. And then just understand or remember that it's okay to honor where you are. And that if you need to adjust, you need to adjust. If you need to change things up, you need to change things up. That's just what it is. All right. So, yeah, that's it for this week's episode. I would love to hear from you. If you want to talk about some grace or if you have a question, let me know. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that is connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. I will see you next Monday on another episode. In the meantime, have a blessed week. Take care of yourselves. Give yourselves grace. Ask for what you need. Let that shame go, sis. And let's meet back here next Monday. Take care.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.